So I trust you have a blank screen in front of you. Now, can I say to you, I just don't get it. There are lots of things in this world that I don't get, but there's one in particular, and I don't want to insult anyone this morning, but I've never really understood the attraction of fake things. I mean, what is it? I don't get it. I just don't understand, you know, fake handbags, like fake lips, fake jewelry, and all that stuff. In my mind, it's either real or it isn't. Many of you know I recently rejoined Facebook. And I must confess, the longer I'm there, the more I remember why I left several years ago. That yes, there are aspects of it I really like. I like seeing your photos and hearing about what's going on in your family. But there's an aspect of it I find really depressing. You see, it's highlighting for me just how much fake Christianity there is out there. I just don't get it. Why are people willing to settle for fakes? Why are people so willing to get caught up in stuff in the name of Christianity that just isn't anything to do with Jesus? When Jesus spoke to his disciples the night before he was killed, as we saw last week, he takes them back to basics. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Yes, this is the real thing. This is real Christianity. And then helpfully, he paints a picture for us, an amazing picture of what that looks like in our lives. And so let's turn again and let me read for you from John chapter 14. I want to pick it up in verse 18. John 14, verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So let's look at this and think about no fake Christianity. And as I look at this, the first thing for me, no fake Christianity means being with God himself. I've talked before about my love of water and in particular the surf. I find myself constantly being captivated by its beauty and power. And there is just nothing quite like being in the surf and catching a wave. It's amazing. You have no control over this thing. It's bigger and more powerful than you. And all you can do is become part of it, enjoy it, and allow yourself to be carried along with it. It just gives me so much pleasure. I find myself with this silly grin on my face, just having fun like a little kid when I'm in the surf. For me, believing in Jesus is a little like that. Being caught up in God himself, being carried along with this one who is powerful and beautiful and simply enjoying him. I mean, look at how John describes this life with God himself. No, I won't leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Because I live, you also will live. I am in my Father. You are in me. I am in you. My Father will come to them, make our home in them. And later in his first letter, John put it this way. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard. We proclaim to you Jesus, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's not complicate it. Let's not turn it into something it isn't. To believe in Jesus opens the door into the very presence of God. To be with him, to enjoy him, to enjoy all he has for us. That's where it always starts. That is where it always has to come back to. That's where it ends. Notice also here in this portion of scripture that no fake Christianity means living in God's love. The basis of this with God relationship is love. Every relationship you have in life is based on something that shapes the nature of that relationship. Superior, inferior, employer, employee, teacher, student, benefactor, beneficiary, master, servant, ruler, subject. And while we might be able to see our with God relationship from different perspectives, as far as John is concerned, it's a relationship based on love. John uses the word love more than any other New Testament writer, more than any other Bible writer. Of all the 40 different people God used to bring us the scriptures, 39 times in his gospel and 34 times in his letters. I mean, listen to his gospel. For God so loved the world. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. The Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Speaking to the Pharisees on one occasion, Jesus said, I know you do not have the love of God in your hearts. And writing to the believers in John in his letters, he writes, See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. And what about John chapter 1 John 4, verse 7? Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And we see that same emphasis here in John 14. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. I love the imagery that Paul conjures up when in Romans he writes, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In my imagination, I just love the picture of God's love just being poured into us. Every nook and cranny, as we say, of our being saturated with the love of God. It's interesting, you know, you can't make someone love you. They either love you or they don't. God loves you. He is passionate for you. That is the bottom line of God's relationship with you and me. Everything he is, everything he does is motivated by love. And when you know someone's motivation is love, it changes everything. You might not always understand what they are doing or even like what they are doing, but you come back to this one thing. I know he loves me. I know he will always look out for me. I know I can trust him. Interestingly, here in John 14, Jesus links together love and obedience. And we see also that a no-fake Christianity means being obedient. Listen again to what Jesus says. If you love me, keep my commandments. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. What motivates obedience? Why be obedient? I suspect most people would say the fear of punishment. It's a pretty negative motivation, but nevertheless, it is a powerful way to shape behaviour. And so we don't speed down the road in our cars. And why? Because we would be breaking the law. And if we do that, we could be punished. Yes. Fear of punishment, big motivator. But a more positive motivation to obedience is love. Because I love you, I want to please you. I want to do what will make you happy. We don't speed down the road in our cars. Why? Because I might run into your car and injure you. Because I love you, I don't want to hurt you. That's what Jesus is saying here. God loves you, and those who believe in him have been caught up in a relationship born of love. And because God loves us, we love him and want to please him. We want to do what we know he likes. Love is the motivation. Yes, love changes everything. The problem with what Jesus is saying here is that we don't always do it. We know God loves us, but we don't always love him. It's as if we are weak and just cannot do it. But hear what Jesus says next, because he speaks directly into this reality. Verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Yes, no fake Christianity means being filled with the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament prophets fully understood their inability as human beings to please God. And so we hear them longing for the day when God would pour out his Spirit, the Advocate, the one alongside us, doing in us what Jesus said, what pleases Jesus. I mean, hear Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And listen to Ezekiel 36. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Did you notice Ezekiel's language? Did you notice what God was saying to him, to us, through the prophet? God will put his Spirit in you and move you to follow his decrees. Move you to be careful to keep my laws. You see, this is where people get it so wrong. They turn Christianity into a philosophy or religious system that requires learning rules and rituals and then doing them. But that is not what being a Christian is. Because at the end of the day, as Paul put it in Colossians, these systems lack any value in restraining sensual indulgences. They are powerless. Friends, we cannot do it. But God's Spirit living in us enable us to be who God wants us to be. And then notice also that no fake Christianity means being blessed with all that God has for his children. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Biblically, the peace of God is not so much the absence of turmoil or war or lack in some way, nor is it a feeling we have sometimes and not at other times. Peace, biblical peace, is the overflowing presence of all that God is. My peace I give you, Jesus said. All that I am, all that I have, I give to you. Yes, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden enjoyed the peace of God. God present with them. God providing their every need. God caring for them. They were in a place where they lacked nothing. Yes, Jesus paints an amazing picture of what it means to believe in him, what it means to be Christian. Don't settle for something inferior, something small, something fake. With your hearts and minds and bodies, follow Jesus. Ignore the fake stuff. Forget it. Push it aside. Allow his love for you to wash over you, saturate you, change you. Just go with it. Just keep it simple. Let me pray. Yes, Jesus, we worship you as the way, the truth, and the life. The one who has made it possible for us to know God, our Heavenly Father, to be with him, to enjoy him being with us, to be caught up in all that God is, all that God has for us. Father, forgive us for turning Christianity into religion. Forgive us for getting caught up in peripheral things, things on the edge, and making them big stuff. Forgive us for substituting the heart of the message of Jesus, the God's heart of love, for so many other things. Lord, would you drive us back to the simplicity of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the beauty and the wonder of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for your presence with us. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, God in us, living, empowering us. And Lord, we give you ourselves afresh today. Lord, still our hearts and minds, heal our bodies, provide our needs, and encourage us, open our eyes that we might see those around us, that we might be Jesus to them, as it were, proclaiming his good news. So, Lord, would you continue to guard your people? Build your people in the knowledge of God himself. Lord, we don't want to be simply known in this community as people who are building a building. That's not what it's about. Lord, we want to shine out your glory and majesty. Be known as people who love Jesus. Be known as people who love one another. Be known as people who love the world. To change us, make us who you want us to be, Lord. Teach us to obey. And Father, we commit ourselves to you now. In Jesus' name, amen.